Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Antonio Carlos Keeling, who's CEO of ANFACER, which is the Brazilian Association of Ceramic Tiles. Antonio, how you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. Nice to have you here.
Good to be here. You did bring me down here, and I'm your guest here, so I really appreciate that. This is the first time I've been to Sao Paulo and to this show, and I'm very impressed, and I want to talk about some of that. One of the first things I'm very impressed with is the fact that it's not only a trade show, but also a forum. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, let me see. The main asset we have is exactly the kind of public that we receive here, the kind of attendance that come to the fair. We have four main targets: architects, designers, constructors, and retailers. Those four kind of people is our interest to come to the show. And we create the forum exactly to qualify the kind of people that come to the show. One of each days are dedicated to one of these different categories of public attenders.
Now, you know, other people might attempt to do this, but I think one of the reasons that it's such a huge success is because of the caliber of the people that you have come. I mean, today it was the contractor day, and you had the minister or the head of the whole residential construction association as a speaker, and he gave all the data around what's going on with construction in Brazil last year, this year, the difference, what's stimulating it. That's a great speaker. How do you get that caliber of speaker?
This is something that we work around all the year. We start right now preparing the new show in 2013. So the idea is to pick issues that could attract these people. We believe that one kind of fair like Expo Revestir, this kind of show, it's important more and more to have countenance, knowledge, to transfer information among the expositors, visitors, and this kind of interactivity is very important to qualify the show.
I've got to say, the shows in the U.S. that are wondering about their traffic every year could take a lesson from this, because I think a lot of your attendance comes because of the caliber of your speakers. When you start just thinking about the traffic and you start looking at this year versus last year, what do you anticipate your traffic's going to be?
This is not an open show for the public. Only professionals come here. So last year was around 35,000 people. This year should be around 40,000 people. Most of them architects, designers, contractors, and retailers.
All right, so we know that Brazil is what we call in the U.S. a brick country. It's a country where manufacturing is very strong. The economy is doing very well. I look around here and see this very busy show. So talk a little bit about the Brazilian economy, if you would.
The people look Brazil only the few years, but in the last 20 years, Brazil is suffering positive changes. No, little by little, step by step, we are constructing a new country, a very democratic country, open economy, incorporate new technologies, bring the low class of workers to an up class. This is a constant moving in direction, developing country, one of the largest economies in the world. Right now, Brazil is the fifth economy in the world. No?
I think part of what has happened here is you've extended credit, which has been a major factor. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
A few years ago, the public credit was very few comparing with Brazilian GNP. We growth perhaps 10, 15 times plus than 6 years ago. Right now, we should, for contractors and to the civil construction, that how we call here in Brazil, we have around 5% of the GNP, and we have a large space to grow yet.
That's compared to our last year, I think was about 2.5% or 3%, so that's a much stronger economy and much better than Europe, as you know. You know, I was surprised, of course, this is my first time at the show, but I was surprised to see it's not just a ceramic tile and sanitary ware show like the Cersei show in Italy. You also have vinyl here, you have hardwood, laminate. I guess this is really a true covering show, isn't it?
Yeah, because a house is not made only by ceramic tile. You use glass, wood, cementitious, I don't know exactly how to say. And the main orientation for this kind of composition, of exposition, is exactly orientated to the traffic, to bring here solutions and for the architects, for the designers that are coming here. They must find all kind of products that interest them. More attractive I can make the show, more they came to see us. No, I think the main issue, the main asset we have in this show exactly is the traffic, the kind of visitors we have here.
I know most of our audience is in the United States, so let me ask you this one last question. When you start looking at Brazilian imports into the USA, you know, before our economy started to suffer in 2006, the Brazilian import numbers were big. They've obviously come down, partly because of our economy. Talk a little bit about that, if you would, where the U.S. stands as far as your targets and what some of the numbers are.
Of course, the American economy and the country is the most powerful in the world. And we cannot just forget this magnificent country that is the United States. It's very important for us. It's still our main market to export. But we should understand that the crisis of 2008 was strictly starting the construction sector, contractor sector, retail sector, and this falling down all the consumption of ceramic tiles. And also, right now, Brazil is losing competitiveness concerning the trade currency rate. No, for us, the real, our currency is very high comparing with dollar, American dollars. This is the second problem. And the third, the domestic market is very strong. And so all the attraction are inside our own country. So in 2004, 2005, we were exporting close to 30% of our production. And right now we are exporting less than 8%. At that time in the past, almost 40% of our exportations were to USA. Right now is 15% less than this.
Well, I appreciate, again, you bringing me down here. It's a very good experience. I appreciate you spending time with our audience. Again, we've been talking to Antonio Carlos Keeling, who is the CEO of ANFACER, which is the Brazilian Association of Ceramic Tile Manufacturers. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.